Grand Canyon, a tale of two worldviews.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, what does a person's worldview have to do with the Grand Canyon in Arizona?
Well, Mark, a person's worldview has everything to do with how they see it. The Grand Canyon was a recent topic in a New York Times front page article. The reporter followed two very different groups on raft trips down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. Both groups saw the same evidence, but didn't share the same worldview. One group, claiming to view things from the lens of science, was sponsored by an anti-creationist organization. Its leader, atheist Eugenie Scott, said, quote, "Science unequivocally dates the Earth's age at 4.5 billion years and the canyon's layers at some 2 billion years," end of quote. The other group was led by creationist Tom Vail, a friend of ours and the author of the excellent book, Grand Canyon, A Different View. This is the book that humanists tried and are still trying to get banned from Grand Canyon bookstores. The evidence, when seen through biblical glasses, points overwhelmingly to a global flood of Noah's day. The flood and its after effects laid down the rock layers and carved out the canyon just thousands of years ago. The Grand Canyon is a reminder of a global catastrophe and at the same time, a reminder of the cultural divide we see in society.
Read a series of free booklets written by Ken Ham when you go to AnswersRadio.com. Whether it's Cain's Wife, Dinosaurs, or the Grand Canyon, go to AnswersRadio.com.